was a young man who would come in and say to the vice president, the plane is 50 miles out. The plane is 30 miles out. And when it got down to the plane is 10 miles out, the young man also said to the vice president, do the orders still stand? And the vice president turned and whipped his neck around and said, of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything to the contrary? Well, at the time, I didn't know what all that meant. And
the flight you're referring to is the
flight that came into the Pentagon.
Yeah.
And I was not aware that that discussion had already taken place. But in listening to the conversation between the young man and the vice president, at the time I didn't really recognize the significance of that.
No, I think it was a bomb.
There's a third tower I didn't even know about. And it came down on 9/11. And in the exact manner of a classic controlled demolition at the World Trade Center, that's Building 7. The whole thing seems to have been a complete setup. The towers were laced with incendiaries and explosives, which obviously implies some sort of a suicide operation. We don't know how high or why this go. This is unignited thermite chip, but very special thermite. This is incredible because this is made in a very sophisticated laboratory operation built from the atomic scale up. It is evidence of thermite incendiaries in all the World Trade Center dust samples. And it should not be found there. It's made only in the most sophisticated defense contracting laboratory.
So why won't people believe the evidence that 9/11 was an inside job? Take it away, Gramsci.
The man of the people thinks that so many like-thinking people can't be wrong. Not so radically as the man he's arguing against would like him to believe. He thinks that while he himself
this building, and of course it looks exactly like a classic controlled demolition. That's what 9/11 awakens us to, and if we're not ready for that awakening, we will get angry, we will resist. People, when they realize where this is going, they jump past the evidence, the scientific forensic evidence, eyewitness testimony, and the video evidence itself. And they start making up excuses as to why this can't be true. We would have heard about it by now. They couldn't have gotten away with it. The Bush administration being bungling, so many different things. Well, all of that is irrelevant. What we're looking at is evidence, scientific evidence. It's either true or it's not.
Was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job.